Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as the long Labor Day weekend was in full swing on Sunday night, the news on the internet turned to hundreds of private nude photos that were leaked of celebrities like the actress Jennifer Lawrence and the model Kate Upton. It was a hack, and the hacker apparently got the photos from the celebrity's own iCloud accounts. Here with me now to talk about why this could become an issue for you, not just Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton, is Jessica Roy, senior writer for New York Magazine. Hi, Jessica. Welcome to WNYC Today.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
And who hacked what exactly?
So basically, a group of hackers, maybe one individual, over the weekend began posting nude photos of celebrities like Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton on the message board 4chan. And from there, the photos spread to Twitter and to social media. And we don't know exactly who is behind the hack yet, if it's a group of people, if it's one person. But what we do know is that the privacy of these celebrities was violated by an unknown hacker.
So what about all our stuff on iCloud or other cloud storage sites? The fact that it's Jennifer Lawrence and Kate Upton photos makes it sound like kind of a celebrity issue, but it's not just that, right?
Yeah, actually, when I first heard of the hack, one of the first thoughts I had was, I wonder what my iCloud is storing. So it's definitely something that everyone can relate to, but I don't think it's something to be alarmed about. Basically, if you have a strong password or if you've set two-factor authentication to be able to basically have double security before getting into your iCloud account, you should be immune from this kind of hack. And as well, there was perhaps a vulnerability that Apple says that they've patched, which allowed the hackers to use a brute force attack, basically guessing passwords over and over again to try to get into the accounts. And that vulnerability has apparently been patched. So you don't need to rush to your iCloud account and, you know, delete all of your images, but it definitely doesn't hurt to make sure that you're using a strong password.
Although one tech writer wrote in Ars Technica that, quote, if it's in the cloud, a public free cloud service especially, then chances are good that eventually it will find its way to the internet, unquote. Little depressing, little frightening, can minimize the chances by, as you say, having a very strong password. But it is reality. This has happened before, and there's the old adage that any publicity is good publicity for celebrities. I don't know if that extends all the way to this case, and especially for female celebrities for whom their image is a part of how they earn their living, and, you know, they'd be more vulnerable to something like this, which I guess Jennifer Lawrence has called a sex crime. How do you view this in celebrity terms, in terms of the particular vulnerability of people like them?
Sure. So I think there's a conventional wisdom that sort of states that celebrities, especially A-list celebrities, especially women, are supposed to give up their right to privacy as the price of fame. But I actually think that that line of thinking has its roots in this culture of entitlement. And being famous doesn't automatically grant strangers access to the intimate details of your life. And I think feeling that celebrities owe us something and owe us that part of themselves is another manifestation of the belief that we have a right to view, touch, and comment upon women's bodies, whether or not it's consensual.
It's worth noting that this almost never happens to men on the internet, right?
Right. And there were no men's celebrity photos leaked in this attack either. It was all women.
So do you think people who are today Googling the pictures and clicking on the photos, are they complicit in the online harassment of celebrity women?
Actually do think that, and obviously whoever leaked these photos, hacked them, leaked them, and also the people who continue to upload them to sites like Imgur are way more complicit. But I do believe that anyone who searches for these images or shares them with friends is complicit in perpetuating the cycle of abuse, shame, and sexual violence that a lot of women are forced to fight against every day on the internet, not just celebrity women.
Is it a stupid question to ask why, if the internet is full of people who have willingly posted nude pictures of themselves, why is there still such a market for pictures like these of celebrities? Maybe it's a stupid question because obviously, you know, there are just a lot of people who see Kate Upton on the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue or go to the movies and watch Jennifer Lawrence who would like to see them.
Right. So I think actually there's leaked celebrity nude photos are more inherently interesting to the public than photos taken, even if they're nude photos for magazines, precisely because a celebrity's privacy has been violated in order for you to view them. And I think that makes them a little more interesting to people and makes them basically sort of like what you're doing is wrong. And sort of by viewing them, you too are violating the star's privacy, and that makes you complicit.
By the way, just to be clear about and to correct the quote that I referred to before, I guess it's not Jennifer Lawrence who has called this a sex crime. Her publicist called it a flagrant violation of her privacy, and there are some pundits calling it a sex crime because it involves, obviously, involuntary distribution of nude photographs. Well, let's hear what some of our listeners have to say. 212-433-WNYC 433-9692. And Ted in Princeton, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ted.
Good morning. You and I, when we incorrectly enter our password three or four times, most systems lock us out for 24 hours. How is it that these hackers are, when they use brute force software, which will inject hundreds and thousands of attempts of guessed passwords, succeed? Why are they not locked out?
Great question. Sure. Do you know?
Yeah. So actually, there's a lot of speculation about how exactly these photos were hacked, but one of the sort of thoughts is that there was a vulnerability in the Find My iPhone application that was actually pasted to GitHub the night before the photos were leaked. And that vulnerability allowed people to do brute force attacks and continuously guess passwords without getting locked out of their accounts. And so Apple has said that they've patched that vulnerability, but some people are pointing to that as why the hackers were able to get into the iCloud accounts without being locked out.
Jesse on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hello, Jesse.
Hi. I'd just like to say that Apple, all your photos that you take on your smartphone are automatically or by default uploaded to iCloud. And it's kind of hard to opt out. Well, it's kind of hard to opt out of that. You have to do it yourself.
Isn't that only if you've selected your photo stream to be part of your iCloud feed?
I think that you have to set up iCloud in order. You have to first log into an iCloud account when setting up your Apple device, don't you? And then by default,
I believe your iCloud account and your like iTunes Apple ID are the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. So when you set up your Apple device, you have to create an iCloud account, and then by default, your photos are uploaded to iCloud.
Huh. That would be only for the newest. I know that when I got my iPad 2, which is now 3 years old, that wasn't the case. But that may be the case with newer Apple products. Do you happen to know, Jessica?
I'm not sure, but I do know that in order to disable something like that, you have to go to Settings, and then there's an iCloud menu. And from there, you can select each application, like photos or notes, which of those you want stored in the cloud. So you can easily turn off having your photos stored there. But then, of course, the danger is that if you lose your phone or if your phone malfunctions, then all of your photos get deleted.
Right. And Jesse raises an interesting issue of true. If we don't consider the cloud safe, then there may be people uploading a lot of photos to iCloud without realizing it, and probably a lot of other stuff, because then your documents are probably getting uploaded automatically too, and things like that. Okay. Harry in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Harry.
Sure. Yeah, I have a question for celebrities, writers, inventors, you know, anybody out there. Has anyone ever heard of something called a flash drive?
Right. Why store it in the cloud in the first place as opposed to on private media? Have you thought of that question, Jessica?
So, obviously, I think it's probably the case that a lot of these celebrities didn't realize that their photos were being stored in the cloud. But I also feel like it's not fair to sort of blame women, especially who are taking nude photos of themselves, for uploading them to the cloud. It's, to me, it's sort of a false equivalence, because it's basically saying that women deserve to have their nude photos leaked because she didn't take appropriate privacy measures, and so of course those photos got hacked and shared with the public. And to me, blaming this whole thing on a security flaw sort of distracts from the main issue of the fact that hackers are violating personal privacy laws in order to publicly humiliate celebrity women. And so, sure, you can store things on a flash drive, but I don't think that that actually gets to the heart of the issue, which is the way that a lot of women are treated on the internet every day.
You know, and I have to say that I'd say looks to me like 9 of the 10 lines that we have are filled with people asking the exact same question. Why were these people so stupid as to post it on the cloud rather than use a private storage device? Except for line 7, Sonia in Manhattan, who has a different concern. So, Sonia, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to first thank you for answering the privacy concerns question correctly, which is that women shouldn't have to change to a flash drive or something because men are hacking their photos.
And?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry, I wasn't sure if it went through. And I wanted to ask, for women or not women who want to try to combat this, those of us who are kind of acting more on the small scale, we're not all getting interviewed on NPR, et cetera, what do you recommend for people looking to combat the social ideas behind this on the small scale?
Great.
Sure. So, I mean, I've covered revenge porn extensively for women who are not celebrities, for just normal women. And I would say the best thing that you can do is to make sure that, I mean, obviously, in the way that abstinence is the best way to protect against unwanted pregnancies, not taking pictures is the best way to prevent against being attacked or, you know, revenge porn happening to you. But I also think that there's a way to make sure that you protect your files, make sure that they're stored on a secure drive, make sure that you do not share them with people that you do not trust. And there are also ephemeral apps out there that if you're really feeling like you wanted to share a picture with someone that you care about and someone that you love, you can use apps that maybe don't store the images. So I think that there are a couple of things that you can do, but you always need to keep in the back of your mind that if you're going to take these images and share them, there is, of course, a chance that they could get out on the web.
We just have 30 seconds left. Any culpability, in your opinion, for 4chan, where the photos were first leaked, or is that just a neutral platform like Reddit or something, and if somebody puts photos there that, you know, that they got through a hack, it's not 4chan's fault?
I certainly think that platforms like 4chan and Reddit tend to cultivate an environment that is predominantly for men and makes women feel unsafe. And so I don't think that this would have happened on another platform. And I do feel that 4chan and Reddit, where the images are spreading, sort of have some culpability in the sense that they have allowed this negative attitude towards women to continue to flourish on their site.
Jessica Roy, covering the hack for New York Magazine, a senior writer. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.